I don't know about you, but I'm still full. thanks for listening to Learning More. It's Russ with you. First episode back after the little Thanksgiving break here. And yeah, ate a lot of food. Here's the thing. I ate a bunch of turkey, right? And did the whole turkey thing because, you know, the traditional Thanksgiving. But then that made me want something else. So what did I do? Well, I did some pork on the smoker, and we had some steaks another night. So I've completely, even though it's only a week after Thanksgiving, I've had a huge, every type of animal, I guess, in the old smoker out there. So if you listen to my business show, you know, the one that I host with Greg, you know, DIY for Business. If you haven't checked it out, go check it out. But here's the thing. I do love to eat. So does he. And that's what a lot of our business show becomes, oddly enough, is us talking about food because we love it so much. And a lot of that food is meat, right? Because I love to barbecue. Now, I can do some other stuff on the grill, some veggies, things like that on the grill. But I do love, I'm a total carnivore, I guess you'd say. we'll just go with that. So today, it's an interesting show for me. I'm going to learn about something that I don't know a whole heck of a lot about, which is a plant-based diet. I wonder if I could do it. I don't know. Maybe I'll give it a try. But to tell us about plant-based diets is somebody that knows a lot about it. Juliana Hever, thank you for joining me. How did you get into this?
Well, I don't want to disappoint you, but I will not try to convince you.
Okay.
Because I stopped doing that. Yeah, I stopped doing that many years ago.
That's good. That's good.
But, and I'll tell you why. I'll tell you why. You have to want it. And I guess the way I say it is that you could lead a human to healthy, but you can't make them eat.
Well, yeah, that's
and
true.
And I've realized that it's a big commitment to change your diet.
Yeah.
And I spent the first, I don't know, decade trying to convince everyone, no, this is the best thing ever. And here's why. Here's the research. Here's all this incredible data. And then, you know, I was beating my head against the wall because I realized, wait, you have to want to make change to make this kind of substantial change in your life. And food is very deep. That's what my TED Talk is about. It's like, it's about culture and society and your relationships and family and love. Like
Thanksgiving
is so intertwined with every piece of our fabric of our being that to say, no, you shouldn't do this. I'm going to convince you why. It's not so simple. But anyone that wants to go on this journey, I will love them all the way through because it is such an amazing journey and transformative. Nice. And it is the most health promoting way of eating that we know of, according to the literature.
Okay.
So it's, I could tell you my journey. It's been a long journey. I started as a teenager. I started even back before that when I grew up in Los Angeles and I was a dancer and an actress. So I was constantly being told, you need to lose weight or you need to blah, blah, blah.
And so that'll do it.
Yeah. So I got really interested in learning about diet and nutrition. That's how it started, and exercise and fitness. And then as I was reading everything I can get my hands on, because this is, of course, pre-internet, pre-Google, I stumbled on this amazing book called Diet for a New America, written by John Robbins. He was the heir to Baskin Robbins.
No.
Extraordinary read, extraordinary human. He's amazing. And it changed the way I saw. I didn't know any of this stuff. And it kind of like pulled the rug underneath me away. And I was like, whoa, wait a second. This is how food ends up on the plate. And he connected environment, animals, food, and the whole systems, right? All the systems. And it moved me so much that I declared, that's it. I'm not eating any more animal products. And my parents are like, well, what are you talking about? And I didn't cook. I wasn't like, you know, I was a teenager. I was, you know, my mom would make dinner, and I grew up in a very standard American kind of life, a household. And they were afraid for me. They're like, wait, you're not going to get your protein and your iron and your blah, blah, blah. It's all the nutrients. And so they eventually scared me back in. I always call this my intervention, where they had their friend, the nurse, Kendra, our family friend. We all went out to a steakhouse and she told me how I'm going to be deficient in all of these things as I was made to eat this teriyaki steak with a pineapple ring on top. And I remember that once you know, you can't unknow. And it was in my head. And like, I was seeing this steak very differently. But of course, we are social beings. We are tribal people. And I was convinced, I was scared enough to go, okay, I really need to eat meat. I didn't have a place to go to answer those questions.
Yeah.
So it started back then. The seeds were planted. And then I continued on my journey in acting, and then I became a dietitian. I was a personal trainer for many years. I was doing the 18 egg whites and chicken breasts and veggies every day. That was my trainer workout diet that I ate all the time. I wasn't feeling good, but I just figured that's what I'm supposed to be doing because that's what I was taught. But then when I finished graduate school, I was like, wait a second, I could dig into the literature and get these questions answered real time. You know, where do we get our protein? Where do we get our B12? All of that. And that was it. So then I changed my diet. Finally, I slowly went into a whole food plant-based diet after I had my daughter. And that was it. My whole life changed. My sinus infections that I had my entire life were gone. My GI problems for life were gone, were better. My acne that I suffered with was completely gone. Everything changed. I felt amazing. My workouts were better. My recovery was better. And that was it. And then that was it. I started doing it with my clients. And it's now been almost, 17 years. And I can't even begin to tell you the extraordinary things that have unfolded with my clients over all this time and audiences. It's been amazing.
Yeah, just what it did for you is amazing. I mean, clearing up your acne, the GI problems, like all of these different things that it did for you is fantastic. I'm wondering though, and obviously those things didn't happen overnight. I'm wondering, did you have like almost like a drug, like a side effect of like a withdrawal, let's say? Did you experience any of that?
That's a great question. I would say no. I mean, these things happen really rapidly.
Really?
I work with clients around the world and I take them on their version of the journey. Do they want to go quick and just completely, you know, dive in, cold tofu, or do they want to stepwise into it? And when you really dive in, the improvements happen really quickly. I mean, within a few days, you start to see difference.
Wow.
I would say one of the side effects, especially if you're eating a very meat-heavy diet and very low fiber diet, low plant diet, you're going to notice the effect of the fiber. Like your GI tract is going to go, whoa, what is going on? You know, so expect that.
Okay.
Stay alone for a few days. But what happens is it's so gorgeous. Our body is gorgeously connected to so many things. And we have this incredible microbiome, this field of bugs that live in our gut that are more, we are more microbes than we are human in terms of cells, which is insane to think about. Mm. But those microbes change. So every time you eat, when you travel, when you drink, when you walk, when you, everything you do in your life changes the microbiota, the types of bacteria, the amounts of bacteria, and you get a different profile all the time. And so it shifts when you start eating fiber, which are fuel for the healthy gut microbes. Like there are, that's prebiotics. You've probably heard prebiotics. So when you eat fiber, the gut, the good ones come and they get rid of the pathogenic bacteria. So you shift. And so there is a shifting period where you'll notice that stuff in your GI. But I mean, I've seen people with their blood pressure. I had one client who was on 3 medications for his blood pressure for 30 years. The first week got off all 3 of them. Now, please don't do this at home. Ask your doctor, all that, blah, blah, blah. But it's really important.
Of course, yes.
What I always also say is that results are typical. I see this every time. It's unbelievable.
I would think because we're talking about diet here, my mind instantly went to diabetics. And I would assume that this type of diet, and again, you know, check with your doctor, all of that. But I would assume that this type of diet would actually be very helpful to somebody with diabetes, right?
Russ, this is the most important question. Okay, listen to this. A plant-based diet is the only diet that has ever been shown to reverse not only type 2 diabetes, but advanced stage cardiovascular disease. People that are end of life, suffering, arteries closed up, they open up. I've seen this. I mean, it's in the literature. There's tons of research that Dr. Dean Ornish has done. And there's so much, I mean, Dr. Caldwell Esselstyn, there's a lot of substantiation of this in the literature, but I've now seen it over and over and over again. Cholesterol levels improve. Inflammation goes down. So that's the cause of all disease. I work with people with, most people have high blood pressure, high cholesterol. It's kind of like standard now. And high blood sugar starts happening too. And that's what, of course, is the precursor for type 2 diabetes. Those things can be attenuated and actually stopped with a plant-based diet.
Okay. Okay. Well, you know, I said you, or you said you weren't going to convince me. These are all great things. I mean, we're talking heart disease, you know, or less chances of that, help with diabetes. You know, I can't help but think, like, with this country, right? Like, we have such a bad diet here. I read something the other day, and I don't know how true this number is, but it's something like 73% of U.S. adults are overweight or obese. And that's as of 2020. And those numbers really went up during the pandemic. So our eating habits have really changed, and what we're doing, like, we've really done some bad things here in the States, you know, especially since the pandemic has hit.
Well, that goes back to, well, it's the SAD diet, the standard American diet, which now has been outsourced to the rest of the world. But the research now has concluded, or research is never actually conclusive, but right now it's shown that diet is the number one cause of early death and disability around the globe. It is that powerful. And yes, we are either, every bite is either promoting inflammation and disease processes or reversing or slowing or protecting against those things. Now, plants always, the way I love to think about it is the positive. I always want to be positive about it and not just, you know, ooh, doom and gloom. Plants are the only food that have the two most important nutrients. So I don't talk about carbs, protein, and fat. We can, but I just, it's such a waste of time. I want people to eat fiber and phytonutrients. These are the compounds found exclusively in plants that reduce inflammation. They're antioxidant, they're antimicrobial, they're so powerful. So if you just think about it as an, I'm going to eat more plants and not say, I'm never going to have meat again, because that's overwhelming for a lot of people. Think instead, I'm going to eat more plants. I'm going to just try to get more of those phytonutrients and fiber into my diet. That's a great place to start.
You know, a lot of people listening, they may be hearing like plant-based diet and they're thinking, you know, it's a salad. I'm going to have a salad. I got to have salad all the time. Like, this sucks. I don't want to have a salad. You know, like, what does this look like? What are the types of food? I mean, what does lunch and dinner look like if you're on a plant-based diet?
So here's what I like to say. I want you to eat vegetables, fruits, whole grains, legumes, mushrooms, nuts, seeds, herbs, and spices in infinite tasty combinations. That's soups, stews, chilies, sandwiches. There's everything you could eat. You could eat healthy plant-based. You could make it plant-based. I've now published 7 books with hundreds of recipes. I'm not a chef. I wasn't trained. It's like there's a world, and I do from around the globe, like curries and there's so many amazing things, you know, bowls and Greek style food. And I love Asian cuisine. Like, I love Japanese food. And, you know, you could do all the noodle dishes and, you know, soups, like the miso soups with the noodles and all that stuff. You can do hearty chilies with cornbread. You could do, you know, with lots of beans and legumes or lentil stews or, oh my gosh, there's no limit. And there's nothing wrong with salad either. I like to make a shock and awe salad that's like filled with deliciousness. You know, it's got like cooked veggies and legumes and, you know, roasted chickpeas and hearty, yummy, creamy dressings made out of nuts and seeds that are flavor rich. There's no limit to what you can make plant-based.
Okay, the stomach is growling a little bit here. Like, that stuff sounds amazing. It also sounds, and, you know, all due respect, sounds a little time consuming, and it sounds a little perhaps pricey, because, I mean, the price of fresh vegetables and whatnot, it's expensive, you know. So how do you deal with that when somebody's considering a plant-based diet?
Right. It could be as simple as making a peanut butter and jelly sandwich or a bowl of pot of pasta. Or it could be extravagant. You could make a lobster mushroom bisque, or you could go crazy, or you can be very simple, just like an omnivorous diet. You could make a tuna fish sandwich, or you can make a what kind of smoked steak, blah, 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 that you make. You know, like, whatever. You know, there's always a wide range of, you know, options. Same with cost. You know, you can rice and beans. If you just ate rice and beans every day, you would be so much healthier than most of the people on the planet. And rice and beans take 2 minutes, right? You could just do a frozen rice packet and a can of beans.
And boom, they're affordable.
Done. Yeah. There's a meal. Then you could add a little salsa, a little avocado, a little broccoli, a little salad or whatever, put it into a tortilla, make a taco. You could do so many things, and you can make as extreme or gourmet or expensive as you want. You could buy all the fancy stuff at the store or the convenient stuff at the store. It costs a little bit more. Or you can keep it so simple, so basic. And if you look at the societies around the world, the classic traditional diets, like Asian diets based on rice, right? Peru, they eat potatoes. There's like these regular, plain, old, simple staples. Those are the healthiest societies.
Okay. So I did a show just before Thanksgiving with this couple that they're delivering fruit and vegetables to local houses around the Atlanta area, which was fantastic what they're doing. And they're doing it at an affordable cost, which is great. However, I look at this, you know, like heading over to Whole Foods or the organic section of the grocery store, it could be a little pricey, right? Like just looking at that, I'm like, oh man, this is going to be expensive. So what do you do when you're talking to people about budget changes with a plant-based diet?
Yeah, no, it's not at all. Not even close, because rice is really cheap. A bag of potatoes is really cheap.
Okay.
You don't have to go to Whole Foods, and organic is a whole other issue.
Okay.
I'm not saying you have to eat everything organic. That's great if you can, but if you can't, you're still healthier eating plants than not. So it doesn't have to be organic and from Whole Foods by any means. You can go to Costco, you can go to Sam's Club, you can get like big bulk items there. You could, again, if you buy a big bag of rice and you buy some canned beans or dried beans are so cheap, 99 cents, and it could feed you for a week. Right? You can go so simple. I'm going to run to the farmer's market after this and I can get some produce for a little bit less expensive. You go, you know, there's like ways to strategize. I would say, Russ, that it's like anything. It's a learning curve. When you're changing your diet, it is a little bit overwhelming and the time is going to be having to be invested at the beginning because this is new. I always liken it to learning a new language. You know, first you learn a few new words, like a few new ingredients, like maybe you haven't tried caviar lentils or jackfruit. And then you start expanding that into recipes or sentences and paragraphs. And it takes time because you're rethinking your plate. Hmm. But honestly, we are all creatures of habit. Most of us rotate between one or two breakfasts, two or three or four different lunches, maybe five or six dinners in a week. All you need to do is find 10 recipes that you love and you've got a new diet. And by the way, think about things that have been plant-based all along.
Yeah.
Bowl of pasta with marinara sauce, right? Oatmeal is plant-based. A fruit salad is plant-based. A salad is plant-based. There's so many things that were already plant-based. You just didn't think about it like that. So it's basically reframing your plate and your bowl to like think, okay, what does this look like? And once you learn, it becomes fluent and easy and you don't even have to think twice about it.
Yeah, I like that. I mean, the thing is, I guess I do, you know, thinking about the meals that I have, a lot of it is already mostly plant-based, right? Like, you know, we have pasta a couple of nights a week, or we have, you know, whatever. It's already there. So I guess I'm getting closer to this in a way. Let's say there's a segue, right? Like, let's say I'm slowly segueing into this a little bit more and, you know, whatever, my plate right now, maybe 50% meat, 50% plant-based. And then, you know, in a year it's 25%, or in 5 months it's, you know, slightly changed. If somebody's doing a slow segue like that, what are they going to start to feel like in, like, let's say a year?
Depends on you. But if you're already, if you go all the way in, or you're like mostly in eating all whole plants, not all the processed foods.
Okay.
For the first time in all of these years working in this field, I'm seeing people have very similar health issues because of all the, you know, could have everything vegan, vegan ice cream, vegan cookies, vegan burgers and steaks, and everything could be vegan. And that doesn't necessarily mean it's healthy. So if you're sticking to the whole foods as much as possible, whole plant foods, the vegetables, fruits, whole grains, legumes, mushrooms, nuts, seeds, herbs, and spices, then you're going to have more energy. Your recovery from workouts will be better. You will have probably more energy in your workouts. I mean, I've seen this so many times that I want to say that it's like almost inevitable because it's what always, it's like I say, results are typical. People have reduced illnesses. They have a better, there's even some results looking at COVID and people on a plant-based diet having better recovery and less mortality from it already.
Interesting.
So it helps your immune function because you're promoting that healthy microbiome, which is like the core of your immunity. So that's good. And then of course the chronic diseases, like you can mitigate these processes and nip them in the bud, or actually reverse them if you're already dealing with them. People really get off their medications. When my clients are going to dive in, I make them call their doctor, especially if they're on high blood pressure or high blood sugar medications, because it could change so rapidly.
Yeah.
I tell them, call your doctor right when you start and warn your doctor. They've never seen anything like this. You will have to be very careful because sometimes, you know, within a couple of days, they start getting low blood pressure because of the diet. And so they have to take down the medication.
Oh, yeah.
Or low blood sugar, because you know, you know, I don't want my clients passing out. So that is an issue.
That's never a good thing.
So quickly.
Yeah. So okay, I hate to use this analogy for you, but this is a bit of a, well, let's just say chicken and egg scenario. Sorry. Yeah. Okay. So the chicken and egg scenario here is like when I'm going out, right? I'm going out like looking for like a lunch place, let's say, right? Because I do like to leave the office a couple days a week, get out there and go and try to find something and just have a meal that I'm going to enjoy. Like sit away, like get away for like, you know, sit down and actually enjoy a meal, even if it's, you know, by myself, whatever. I'm out of the workplace and it's just, I think, a very, you know, healthy thing for me to do. However, maybe what I'm eating is not so healthy, because here's the chicken and egg thing that I want to bring up. It seems like nearly every restaurant is marketing something other than a plant-based diet. Whereas, you know, that and maybe that's because that's what people are buying. That's what people want. Or maybe it's because that is, you know, what they're just trying to sell. I don't know. Maybe we're just doing it because they're marketing to us. So I don't know if it's we're eating the food that they're marketing to us or they're actually matching our needs by putting this stuff on the menu. So like it gets a little like difficult to find stuff that is plant-based at various places. And maybe it's just because I'm not looking for it. I mean, what do you do when you're going out to a restaurant and you're trying to find something that's plant-based? Let's say you go to a steak place or something. I mean, what do you get when you're going out and trying to find something on the menu that's plant-based?
Well, there's never been a better time. And ever. It's like plant-based is a thing. I was the first plant-based dietitian. It wasn't a thing. Now everyone knows what plant-based is. I've been to remote islands. I was in, right before the pandemic, I was in Thailand on a tiny boat. Like, oh, which island do you want to stop at? Oh, let's just stop at this island. Okay. So we randomly stopped at an island. Which restaurant? I don't know. Let's go to a restaurant. Go to a restaurant. There was an entire plant-based menu on a remote island middle of Phuket. It was like mind-blowing. So it's everywhere now. The other thing is you can use the apps. There's Yelp, there's Happy Cow, and you can plug in vegetarian or vegan or plant-based. But even better, sometimes you get the best, healthiest meals at regular restaurants. So I always say put your green goggles on, go look at the menu, and there's always something. Steakhouses, you can get amazing side dishes, the really perfectly cooked sweet potatoes or baked potatoes and vegetables and all of that. But you could also go to an Italian restaurant and get, you know, a pasta primavera with tons of veggies on it. You can go and soup. You can get a soup to start with or a salad to start with. You could go to, you know, Chinese food. You can get like a tofu veggie stir fry. That's my favorite with brown rice. You know, that's really delicious. You could go or dumplings or veggie rolls or those. You can go get. It depends on what's around. I love Mexican cuisine. I spend a lot of time here in LA. I'm from LA and I've spent some time in Mexico. I love, you know, tacos and tostadas and burritos and bowls, all that. That's really easy to find. You just say, no, hold the meat and hold the cheese and they will do that. You know, you add more guacamole or you add more salsa or whatever. You fill it up and it's delicious. Mm. Or, I mean, name a cuisine or a restaurant. There's always something you could find. And it's very rare that I've been somewhere where there's so little that I have to say, just make a plain salad or plain steamed veggies. That's really rare, but that's always an option. Like if you're somewhere to hold off, but you could plan ahead, look at the menu. I help my clients. I have them like text me a menu if they're like at a restaurant and want to know exactly what to eat. Like I can help them find something healthy. Yeah. But there's something everywhere.
Yeah. You know, I mean, truthfully, I am seeing it more. I do see more options out there for it. And I mean, I live in Marin County, you know, Marin County, California. And, you know, there are a lot of plant-based options here, which maybe I'm not putting on those green goggles and looking at. So maybe I should pay a little bit more attention to that. And you know, maybe I could slowly segue into something like this. You know, it could be worth a shot. Maybe I'll bring you back on the show if it's working out for me.
Or if it's not going well, I could help you strategize.
That's true too. I guess you
could
do that.
You can't do this wrong. If you just incorporate more whole plants into your diet, that's going to help you. You don't have to be overwhelmed by it has to be perfect. And I think perfection can absolutely be the enemy of progress when you're talking about a healthy diet. Yeah.
Well, you know, so you said in the beginning that you weren't going to talk me into this. However, I mean, all of the points that you've made are very valid points. If somebody is considering a plant-based diet and they wanted to reach out to you, how would they do that?
Yes, thank you. Anyone could find me at plantbaseddietitian.com. And that's my website. Everything is there. I have my social media. I'm on all the social media platforms. talking about this. I also chooseyounowdiet.com will lead you there as well.
And the reason why you're so fantastic on a podcast is because you also host a podcast, right?
Yes, I have the Choose You Now podcast. And it's awesome. All about, we talk a lot about this, but we also talk a lot about the mindfulness. Like I said to you, it's great to have a diet. Like I won't do a meal plan for a client. I refuse. People ask me all the time, just write me, tell me what to eat. No, I want you to do it for you. I want you to find what you love to eat and to learn how to eat healthy. And that's a process and a journey. So I talk a lot about that mindfulness and approach and about being present and aware and making these decisions conscientiously.
Well, and I think that's part of the success that you're having with your clients is because it's actually dependent upon them and creating their habits on their own. Of course, having, you know, you there as a motivator to help them get through this and get over to the plant-based diet, get over that hump and you know, get over there to it. And I think that's fantastic. The work that you do is amazing. And I really appreciate that. And I really appreciate you coming on this podcast and helping us learn more about a plant-based diet. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you so much, Russ. Good luck on your journey. I want to hear about it.
Thank you. Thank you. And hey, thank you for listening and subscribing and, of course, reviewing. I almost said DIY for Business. That's my other podcast. And reviewing, learning more. See, I did a little plug there, I guess, for DIY. So please do go check that out. I'm going to tell you to go check that out now because we're actually taking a couple of weeks off of learning more. Yes, it is that time of year. It's the holiday season. Everything gets a little crazy. So I'm going to be taking a couple of weeks off. But while I'm doing that, it's like I'm taking time off from actually putting up episodes, but I'll be recording episodes. So I'm going to be like bringing in all these new cool topics. Some of the stuff that I wrote down. Now, I don't know if I can actually have these shows because I'm looking for guests. And if actually you know somebody that would be a great guest coming up on my next season, starting in January, please do reach out to me. Head over to learningmorepodcast.com and make the suggestions. Tell me who, or just if you've got an idea for an episode, something that you want to learn more about, let me know because I would love to make an entire episode around it. I think that would be a heck of a lot of fun. But some of the topics that I've got coming up, numerology. Like, what is this? I often see like numbers, right? Like that are like my kids' birthdays. They both, you know, born on the 3rd. Like, is there some meaning behind that? Like, what do these numbers mean? And is there something behind it? Is there some sort of science behind it? Well, we're going to figure that out. I'm going to get somebody on the show that's going to talk about that. I think that'll be kind of cool. We did the hypnotist episode earlier in this season, and I want to do a little bit more on that as well. I think that would be kind of fun to learn a little about. I have somebody, and this is a guest that, well, you know what? I can't mention it, but I got a really cool guest lined up for next season. I don't want to make that thing because I haven't recorded it yet. What if they don't show up? What if it doesn't happen? But somebody that I've really wanted to talk to for a really long time will hopefully be joining me next season. That interview is next week. We'll hopefully get that to happen. So anyway, thank you for your continued support of this podcast. I really do appreciate it. I know I'm going to miss you for the next couple of weeks, and hopefully you're going to miss me for the next couple of weeks. But I do, you know, hey, go check out the other podcast. It's DIY for Business. It's another podcast that I do. I host it with my buddy Greg. We talk a lot about food over there. We can learn from this plant-based diet thing over there at DIY for Business. And that's actually why I mentioned DIY, because I'm just used to talking about food and landing on that podcast. Also, you know, Greg put together a really cool podcast. It's a pickleball podcast. Yeah, if you play pickleball, this is something that you're going to want to go check out. I'm the producer on it. I get to do a little learning more segment on it on the beginning of the show. I had them on here a couple of weeks ago. If you didn't check out that episode, please do also go check that out. I feel like I'm plugging just a million things here, but it is the end of the year for me. So I got to throw out all these different things. Hey, again, thank you for listening. Thank you for subscribing. And thank you for reviewing, learning more. And I really appreciate all the people over on Podbean. I got to mention that again, because we've got a lot of people over there just like listening to the podcast, subscribing to it and all of that. So fantastic. Thank you so much over there at Podbean. As with any podcast that gives medical or legal opinion, the information that we're telling you here is like, especially today, right? Because like she said, don't take some meds. Well, you know, check with your doctor. She said that earlier. I'm going to say that again. Please do check with your doctor. Seek professional help. If you're going to go do this, make sure that everything's going to check out, because, you know, we want you to be okay in going through this. And it sounds like, you know, getting to the other side of this might be a good thing. I don't know. I don't know. I'm considering it, even though I've got the Traeger. I'm going to have to figure out some plant-based stuff to throw in the smoker. Anyway, thank you for listening. Thank you for subscribing. And I look forward to learning more with you next time.